first of all, why did the Knights of Columbus commission a poll on business ethics?
Well, of course, one of the reasons that the Knights of Columbus was founded in 1882 was to provide a financial assistance to the widows and orphans of members, and out of that grew an insurance company. So we're very much a part of corporate America from that standpoint. Over the last number of years, we've been very concerned about ethics and morality in public life and in American society and culture. So we thought this was one of the ways that we might be able to add value to the discussion of what's going on in the American economy over the last, say, 4 or 5 months.
Have you sustained substantial losses since we've hit the recession that we've been experiencing the past few months?
Well, I would say everybody in business has had some losses. Ours, although, you know, we've had some, have been much more modest than many other companies because we have a very conservative investment philosophy and a very conservative investment policy. So, for example, we did not invest at all in any subprime mortgages that did such damage to many other companies. And, of course, we only invest in investment-grade bonds. So we don't do anything in the junk bond market, or we don't do anything in hedge funds, things like that. So everybody's taken on some water here, but ours has been modest by some other standards. And frankly, in terms of the way the industry looks at surplus ratios, we're actually stronger now vis-a-vis the industry than we were a year ago.
What did you expect to find out when you commissioned the poll on business ethics?
Well, it's hard to say that we had any preconceived notions. What we really wanted to take a look at was how Americans felt about the general idea of business ethics, whether they thought corporate America was measuring up to their expectations, and then we wanted to see carefully what corporate executives actually thought and where there was a parallel and maybe where there was some divergence.
Were you surprised by any of the results or any of the particular answers that you got back?
Well, I think one of the surprising things was how in alignment many corporate executives were with what we would call the general American public, or there was a kind of consensus between corporate executives and the American public about what they expect out of business, which is to say that most of us, whether we're corporate executives or not, think that a person's ethics should not be left behind when they walk into the job, and therefore that there should not be one set of business ethics and then a different set of personal ethics. People expect there to be convergence there. We saw that to be the same American public in general, corporate executives. We also thought that it'd be interesting to know whether there was a difference between, once again, corporate America and the American public in terms of whether ethics made sense in terms of looking at a corporation's long-term success or even short-term success. And here we found, again, both the public and corporate executives felt that there was not a contradiction between ethical business practices and successful business practices. And even corporate executives believe that high ethical standards actually contributed to the long-term success of a corporation. Well, we found, strong on the part of the American public, which maybe was a little bit surprising, was that they felt that personal gain, career advancement, was perhaps some of the most important indicators in corporate decision-making rather than the public good or even the success of the corporation. And while business executives diverged from that, still there was a significant number of corporate executives that found that to be the case as well.